Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we'll be starting a new series titled Portrait of Perfection. This will be a weekly series, and inshallah, it will give us the opportunity to learn about the special characteristics, habits, and personality of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we can understand how special he was. Because in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there never was and there never will be anyone as special and as perfect as our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, who was fortunate to see all of the prophets, he says regarding our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَلَّبْتُ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا لَمْ أَرَ مِثْلَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. I searched the east and the west. I left no stone unturned. But I did not find anyone like our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let us today look at what the Sahaba said regarding the glow and the shine on the blessed face of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I have never seen anyone more beautiful than our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His blessed face had a shine which was so bright that it seemed as though the sun radiated from within his blessed face. Someone once asked Barra radiallahu ta'ala anhu that was the shine on the blessed face of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam like the shine of a sword? Barra radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, no. It was rather like the illuminating moon. On one occasion, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a moonlit night. The moon was full and it was dark, which made the moon even brighter. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu repeatedly looked at the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and at the full moon, and he kept looking, trying to determine which was more brighter and which was more illuminated. After setting several glances at the moon and our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he ultimately concluded that the striking beauty of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam outshone the radiance of the full moon. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, the dear wife of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, narrates that one night she was sewing something. The needle slipped out of her fingers, and due to the darkness, she could not find the needle. Suddenly, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered the home, and his entry illuminated the room to such an extent that Aisha radiallahu anha was immediately able to find the needle. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed face was brighter than the sun on a sunny day. And if he was to be near a lamp, then the radiance and glow on his blessed face would outshine the lamp. These, my young children, were descriptions of the glow and shine on the face of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was no doubt the most perfect and most special, and we should therefore make him our role model in life and copy him in everything we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and enable us to emulate him in every aspect of our life. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi.